Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Calm and Confident. Ever feel like you're constantly giving without getting anything in return? Like you're walking on eggshells trying not to upset anyone? You know that feeling when your time, energy, or even just your space is invaded without a second thought? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We can change that. Today's episode is all about building healthy boundaries through communication, and trust me, it's way more powerful and less stressful than you think. Now, before we dive in, let's get one thing straight. Boundaries aren't about being selfish or putting walls up between people. They're about self-respect, clear expectations, and protecting your well-being. Think of it like this: imagine a fence around your personal space. It doesn't keep people out, it just defines where you end and others begin. And having those boundaries clearly communicated makes for stronger, healthier relationships in the long run. So, how do we actually build these healthy boundaries through communication? Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. 1. Know your limits. What drains you? What makes you feel uncomfortable? Figure out your non-negotiables, those things that are absolutely essential for your well-being. Whether it's needing quiet time, saying no to certain commitments, or protecting your emotional energy, knowing your limits is the first step in setting boundaries. 2. Be direct and assertive. This doesn't mean being aggressive, but it does mean being clear and honest about your needs and expectations. Instead of beating around the bush, try using as statements to express yourself. For example, instead of saying you're always interrupting me, try saying I feel unheard when I'm interrupted. Could you please let me finish my thought? 3. Practice active listening. Remember, communication is a two-way street. When someone else is talking about their needs or boundaries, really listen to what they're saying. Show empathy and understanding, even if you don't agree with everything. This creates a space where both parties feel heard and respected. 4. Be consistent. This is crucial. Once you've set a boundary, stick to it. Consistency reinforces your message and shows others that you're serious about respecting yourself and your needs. 5. Don't be afraid to say no. This one can be tough, but remember, saying no isn't selfish, it's self-care. Saying yes when you really want to say no leads to resentment and burnout. So, learn to politely decline requests that don't align with your priorities or boundaries. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented graphic designer who constantly felt overwhelmed by her workload. She agreed to take on every project, fearing she'd be seen as unreliable if she said no. But this led to long hours, stress, and missed deadlines. She realized she needed to set boundaries. So she started saying no to projects that didn't fit her schedule or interests. She also communicated her limits more clearly with clients, setting expectations for turnaround time and communication. The result? Less stress, more fulfilled work, and stronger relationships with her clients who respected her new approach. Now, let's recap the key takeaways. Know your limits, be direct, listen actively, be consistent, and don't be afraid to say no. These are your weapons against boundary-busting chaos, folks. Remember, building healthy boundaries isn't about shutting people out, it's about creating space for authentic connections and living a life that feels truly fulfilling. Ready to take action? Start by identifying one area in your life where you need to set a clear boundary. Maybe it's saying no to social events that drain you, protecting your work hours from interruptions, or communicating your needs more clearly with loved ones. Once you've identified it, write down your boundaries, be specific about what you need and how you want to be treated. Then, put those boundaries into action. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these tips. Let's help each other build a world where healthy boundaries are the norm. And until next time, keep it calm, keep it confident, and keep crushing it out there.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.